Okay, senators, let's call to order the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm here.
Senator Perry. Senator Bradley. Senator Farmer. Senator Lee. Senator Simpson. Senator Stewart. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Great, thank you. Members, will you join me in pledging to our flag?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's take up tab number 5, SB 1398 by Chair Beniquisto. Madam Chair, you're recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. In 2015, the legislature created Florida's Able Trust Fund program, which has provided individuals with unique abilities the opportunity to save tax-free for education, housing, transportation, health, and wellness. Since the program's implementation in 2016, almost 1,600 individuals with disabilities have created an Able account, resulting in more than $7 million in deposits and over $1 million in withdrawals. The trust fund is scheduled to sunset in May 2019, and this bill simply recreates the trust fund and repeals its scheduled termination.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are no amendments. We have questions of the bill sponsor. We have no questions. How about no speaker cards? Any debate, members? Any debate? Recognize to close.
I'll waive my close, Chairman. Thank you.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bradley, Senator Farmer, Senator Lee, Senator Simpson, Senator Stewart, Senator Perry, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and by our vote, SB 1398 is reported favorably. Okay, let's move now to tab 1, SB 252, by Senator Stube. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under current law, the state of Florida will waive most tuition fees up to 6 credit hours per semester for its full-time employees, with 3 academic semesters per calendar year and 6 credit hours eligible per semester. Students can technically have 18 credit hours of tuition waived per year. This bill simply provides that these 18 credit hours eligible for tuition waivers be determined on a calendar year basis versus per academic term. So if they wanted to take 10 credit hours over the summer, they could. That's the bill.
Okay, there are no amendments. Do we have questions? Questions? Seeing no questions, do we have appearance cards? No appearance cards. Debate, members? Any debate? No debate. Recognized to close.
Wave close.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bradley, Senator Farmer, Senator Lee, Senator Simpson, Senator Stewart, Senator Perry, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 252 was reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr.
Now let's move to tab 3, SB 1064 by Senator Baxley. You recognize, sir, when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill ensures private school students have equal opportunity to participate in dual enrollment programs, and there is an amendment.
Great. Well, let's take up Amendment Barcode 339118 by Senator Baxley. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
This amendment clarifies that the bill addresses articulation agreements between private schools and public post-secondary institutions.
Okay. You heard the explanation, members. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there are no appearance cards. Debate on the amendment? Seeing none, we will show the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor on the amended bill? Seeing none, we do have some appearance cards. Demi Mortham, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. James Herzog, Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops. Bob Boyo, ICUF. Brenda Dickinson, Florida Council of Independent Schools. Thank you very much. Members, debate? Debate? Seeing no debate, you recognize to close. Senator Baxley. Waves to close. Please call the roll.
Senator Bradley. Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and so by your vote, SB 1064 is reported favorably.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, let's take up tab 4, SB 1156 by Senator Perry, and if someone can text or call Senator Bean so he knows he's on deck. You're recognized to explain the bill, Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In 2016, we created a project called Project LEO as a pilot program in five counties administered by the regional CARD programs. That is the Center for Autism-Related Disorders. This bill expands the pilot program statewide and extends the expiration until next year, June 30th, 2019. And there is one amendment.
Yes, take up barcode 502966 by Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is just an omission. We left out the University of Miami's CARD Center, and this adds them back into the statewide pilot program.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Any cards on the amendment? I wouldn't think so. Show the amendment adopted without objection. We are back on the bill as amended. Do we have public testimony? Any further questions on the bill? Any debate? We recognize the close.
I would just like to say it is CARD Day here at the Capitol, and so recognize I don't know if you're out there in the committee meeting room, but we do have CARD families around today in the Capitol. Just want to recognize them and ask for your support.
Great, thank you. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bradley? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 1156 will be reported favorably. At this time, members, I'm going to ask that we stand in informal recess. We have one more bill on the agenda, and we'll figure out what the status is and finish our business. Thank you. Okay, members, let's reconvene now that Senator Bean has decided to join us. No, take your time. It's just one of those agendas. Okay, we'll take up tab number 2, SB 4764, by Chairman Bean. You recognize, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. A very good afternoon to you, and what a pleasure it is to be here and to burn the 17 calories walking over the bridge to come. Members, your mom tells you to brush, floss, see a dentist regularly. That's part of what moms tell you to do. But if you live in a rural area or urban center without a dentist, you can't see one because there's not one there. So we are plagued. One of our challenges in healthcare is the delivery of limited resources in our dental arena. How do we get a dentist to locate in a rural setting where the pay is much, much less, or to be a Medicaid dentist is much, much less? Well, members, what this bill does is brings back a program that we've had in statute before, which says it's a dental tuition reimbursement for dental students. If they will locate a dentist that comes out of school and they are plagued with $250,000 in student loan debt or more, if we could get them to locate in an area that needs a dentist and is going to be paid a lot less, then this program says the Department of Health will manage a program to pay them up to $50,000 a year to be taken off their student loan debt. There's some limitations, and we've got an amendment that we're going to get to talk about in just a minute. But that's the basis of it. It's reenacting something that we've already done before, and we know that it works.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Bean. Let's take up Amendment Barcode 974208 by Senator Bean. You recognize to explain the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. And your staff runs a very tight ship. There's some things to put some guardrails on the program, including the money has to go towards it's not paid to the student. It's paid directly for tuition, which would include books, dental equipment, supplies, uniform living expenses. It says the Department of Health shall limit the number of dentists participating to no more than 10. And payments will be directly to the holder of the loan debt. So it doesn't go through the student. It goes directly to whoever has a loan debt. That is the amendment.
Thank you very much. Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we do have Joanne Hart from the Florida Dental Association. Thank you. We're back on the amendment debate. Close on the amendment. All in favor? Opposed? No. Show it adopted. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Any further questions of the sponsor, Chairman Bean? Seeing none, let's go into the appearance cards. Once again, Joanne Hart, FDA, waves in support. Any debate on the bill? No debate. Chairman waves closed. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bradley? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, members, SB 764 is reported favorably.
Member Chairman, thank you very much.
Thank you. Having no further business, yes, of Senator Farmer.
Chair, if I could move to be shown voting in the affirmative on SB 252 and SB 1398.
Let the record reflect that. Further motions. Seeing none, Senator Farmer moves that we adjourn. Thank you, members.